Morning out there across the land to everyone listening in today to the Officer Jack McLamb program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. Hope you've had a good week. We've had a pretty good week here at our two police and military associations trying to get another publication out, but also hearing from police and soldiers. I'm looking at a letter, matter of fact, here that was delivered surreptitiously to me. It can't be done by email, and it can't be done through the regular mail, from another PSYOPS agent, government PSYOPS agent, that we heard from before, matter of fact. And he says in this letter that since he communicated with me last, that he and some other PSYOPS agents are trying to get the truth out about what's going on and what they're being asked to do and commit violent crimes and blame it on other organizations or other nations. And he says two of his friends have been killed, horribly killed, for trying to expose this. And so he said he has to be very, very careful. And he's asked me to rewrite his letter in my own language that I write with, because he says they now have computers that they can put his letter, if they get a hold of his letter, they can put his letter, even though he's using a pseudonym name other than his own, they can the computer can pick out who sent the letter just by the way it's written. Very, very interesting, folks. So he's asked me to rewrite the letter in my own language, the way I write letters, if I'm going to use it in our next Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Very interesting letter, and I'm trying to compose it right now in my own language, the way I write, so that he won't be found out and murdered by our what he calls the international government that we have in control of the American government today. Okay, well, folks, we're back, and good to be here with you, and so pleased once again that I don't have to do all the research every week, and you don't have to do all the research every week to figure out what tyranny and treason is going on at the highest levels of our government, in the Congress, in the Senate, in the White House. But we have Capitol Hill Commando on back with us today, folks. Praise God. Ernie from Virginia. And when we come back after this important break, we'll bring up Ernie, and he has done a lot of research once again this week.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and like I say, we have to put actions to our words. If we learn information that the enemy is approaching and we fail not to confront the enemy as God told us to do in Psalms 94:16 in the Bible, then we'll stand before the Lord one day and answer why we could have done something and didn't do something against God's enemies. So praise God for Ernie from Virginia, our Capitol Hill commando, researching weekly many, many hours to bring us information to where Monday mornings we can take action by calling our elected things and telling them the things we want them to vote for and the things we don't want them to vote for. Let's go right now to our brother Ernie. Ernie, God bless you for being here with us, brother.
Thank you, Jack, and it's always an honor to be on your show and help inform your listeners as to what's going on with Inside the Beltway. And before I speak, I listened to your program the second hour last week, and I heard one or two callers seemed to be a little disturbed by, I guess, the avalanche of bad news. But I want to say we are making a big difference by our participation. Listening to your show and participating. And with God's help and assistance, we can turn the tide. I'm very confident.
That's positive, isn't it? That's not negative. That's positive because we hear the negative news from you, and then we take a positive stand, and God blesses us, and we succeed.
Absolutely. And I want, and I have some additional evidence in support of that thought too, Jack. If you go to the Reverend Ted Pike's website, truthtellers.org,
right.
www.truthtellers.org, he has an article that he posted on February 28th entitled Homegrown Terrorist Bill Founders. Essentially, the bottom line in the article, because of his work, the National Prayer Network, your work and your participation in talking about the legislation and encouraging other folks to call in, we are making a big difference. And apparently, the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs is now backing off on pushing this bill, according to the Reverend Ted Pike.
And it's because of our activism, brother, and that's positive. That's not negative.
Oh, exactly.
Right.
And in his article, he states, the bill has lost virtually all momentum. Despite spectacular passage in the House with 8 public hearings last fall, Democratic leadership seems to actually want it to languish. And why? Many calls of protest have come in from both Democrats, Republicans, Christians, concerned citizens, conservatives, people who are concerned about their loss of their First Amendment rights and opposing this thought crime legislation. It was one of the most draconian of all these bills undermining our civil liberties that have been put forward.
Absolutely.
But this was especially bad because it potentially adversely affected alternative media, and especially Internet streaming shows like yours, Jack, and others on the RBN. And this, because of our participation, this bill is not likely to go forward, but it probably won't go forward until next January after the November election, Ted Pike writes in his article. But I believe it's still important that we continue to call and include this bill, because this thought crime legislation bill is very, very bad and reminds me of the McCarthy hearings, and it's poorly written, and it would designate certain people to be homegrown terrorists only because they speak out and dissent from bad legislation, or even if they support certain legislation, they could be tagged with a homegrown terrorism type description.
Sure. So prosecuted. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we need to still be vigilant, but I think the Reverend Pike has it right, and I see other, because of our action and participation, they are struggling. I say the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, despite their treason, as far as I'm concerned, with respect to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, or the Lost Treaty, they passed that by 17-4 vote in late October. They have yet to bring that treaty up for a full vote by the Senate. Now, I think they don't have two-thirds vote, but what it means is we're going to have to, even though we don't like the three mainstream candidates or the leading candidates according to the media,
right?
We still need to protect our interest and vote for senators who would support America First and not the UN. And so we need to vote out all the CFR members that we can identify. And there are sources on the Internet that identifies them, but unfortunately we don't have full disclosure. So sometimes even that information is not totally complete. But
yeah,
right now,
I think it's controlled, brother, because I do know some of our candidates are CFR members, but guess what? You don't find their names in there. So I think it's the government putting those lists out.
Right. And sort of, you know, keeping the numbers down. But if you look at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, most of the members on that committee are CFR members.
True.
And,
yeah.
You know, for example, the chairman, Senator Biden, he's a CFR member. And on the minority side, Senator Lugar is a CFR member. And many, Senator McCain, who's not on that committee, but he's a CFR member. And we have many of the Democrats that have been supporting this legislation, and the one that is now they're back doing is this Senator Barack Obama's bill, Senate Bill 2433, and it was scheduled in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. This was back on February 12th, and it was supposed to come up for a vote on the 15th, or the 14th, and they moved it up a day ahead of time, and it wasn't a recorded vote, but it was passed 9-0 by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And we've had a lot of coverage and excellent articles by Cliff Kincaid. He's the editor for Accuracy in Media.
Right.
And he has a superb article. It stated I saw it on March 1st, talking about the article, and he was asking, will McCain oppose the $845 billion earmark? Of course not. He's a CFR member. He's going to support that.
That's right.
But he goes into detail about it, and Phyllis Schlafly had a great article. This was on the 25th, posted on humanevents.com, www.humanevents.com, and she writes about Obama's costly and dangerous and altogether bad bill, which could come up in the Senate any day. It's called the Global Poverty Act. It would commit U.S. taxpayers to spend 0.7% of our gross domestic product on foreign handouts. That's over and above our existing foreign aid that we provide. But the scariest phrase in the bill is, quote, Millennium Development Goal. And under that Millennium Development Goal, we're talking about if we adopt this bill, and if you look at the goal, the Millennium Goal in 2000, the UN escalated its demands to impose international taxes. Specifically, the Millennium call for a currency transfer tax, a tax on the rental value of land and natural resources, a royalty on worldwide fossil energy projection, oil, natural gas and coal, and fees for the commercial use of the oceans, fees for airplane use of the skies, fees for use of the electromagnetic spectrum, fees on foreign exchange transactions, and a tax on the carbon content of fuels. While in my research previously, I also saw a tax on well water. She doesn't have it in her article, and I don't have the latest on this, but I remember reading about the tax on well water that the UN wanted to impose as part of their Millennium Goals.
Well, brother, this is going forward because I have friends in Missouri and other places that the government has come in and put meters on their wells now. And they are GPSing the wells so the government knows where all the wells are. So that UN tax on well water is coming sometime in the future.
Right. And at the very same time that is going on, Jack, we have Senate Bill 1870 and House Resolution 2421, which is related to amending the Federal Water Pollution Control Act. To clarify the jurisdiction of the U.S. over waters of the U.S. Well, this would include every water body. It currently, under the Constitution, the federal government only has jurisdiction over navigable waters of the U.S. But if this bill gets passed, Senate Bill 1870 and House Resolution 2421, and signed into law, we would have government sprawl, federal government sprawl and control. Now, I think that would be consistent with this Millennium Goal, and when you adopt this global poverty tax and put us under the UN Millennium Goal, then we would come under jurisdiction, sort of like UNESCO, where the UN has jurisdiction over federal lands and our national park lands, and through these World Heritage Sites that I've talked about before,
right?
They're trying to get more and more control over federal land and over private property. Where you own the property, but they have control for the community's good, undermining the individual's right of ownership that was protected under the Constitution. So we're living in very dangerous times when we have senators who are working on behalf of the globalist agenda, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and Bilderberg agenda. And if this gets passed, this Global Poverty Act, it would be a giant step towards the Millennium Goal of global governance and international taxes on all American citizens.
Okay. My goodness gracious, folks. A lot to do, connecting with our elected officials. Tell them how we feel, folks. We'll be right back with more from Ernie from Virginia.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Again with Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia. Let's go right back to Ernie. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, thank you, Jack. We should tell our senators to kill this un-American bill, this Senate Bill 2433. If you want details about the bill, you can go to www.thomas.gov. www.thomas.gov. And you can do the research. Just type in S.2433 and you can get all the details.
Okay, now, good.
And I encourage you, all the listeners, to call your senator via the U.S. Capitol switchboard toll-free number, area code 877-851-6437. Again, that's area code 877-851-6437. Along the same lines, another good article that was published today, or at least I saw it for the first time today, on AmericanFreePress.net, www.AmericanFreePress.net, issue number 9 and 10, March 3 and 10, 2008, by Victor Thorne, Obama, a Tool of Bilderberg. Senators suggest U.N. taxes on taxpayers in America. Not really such a bad idea. As American Free Press has reported for years, Bilderberg has been trying since 1992 to establish a UN tax, which would be used to finance their globalist-oriented programs.
Right.
Of course, the brunt of this tax would fall on American workers, and it appears that this is being spearheaded by Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. I won't go through all the details, but if this is passed, this bill is passed this year, by 2021, the U.S. would be committed to an extra $845 billion in foreign aid. Not only would the U.S. be under the U.N.'s thumb in regard to taxation, but this bill, part of the globalist Millennium Development Goal, would also seek to ban certain weapons, establish an international criminal court, push global warming legislation, and promote biological diversity. And all of these things would, in addition, would undermine private property rights.
Yeah.
And it is consistent, and he talks about other endeavors in the Council on Foreign Relations being pushed, and that's the Law of the Sea Treaty. And we need to oppose that because President Bush is still pushing this dangerous UN Law of the Sea Treaty, which establishes another independent revenue stream for the UN and restricts U.S. Access to oil, gas, and minerals. And a vote still could come up on that any time, but I think they're going to use this Senate Bill 2433, the Global Poverty Act, to get this done. But the evidence shows that the treaty's International Seabed Authority, ISA, is as corrupt as any other UN bureaucracy. And as I previously reported, there are more than 250 investigations of wrongdoing ongoing at the UN. There is tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse. The UN has been racked by scandal and turmoil and hasn't had a chief of administration for 5 years in this ISA. There is no ethics office for the ISA and no requirement for ISA employees to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. So here we have our CFR senator members advocating this in the White House, and both Congress, in the Senate, in the White House, are complicit in this, and pushing the UN to have more control over us. And to me, it's treasonous to give the UN International Taxing Authority, especially at a time when we are undergoing severe economic and financial problems. We have escalating costs in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And we're technically insolvent. When you look at the $9 trillion in national deficit, along with the $60 to $70 trillion in unfunded liabilities. So this is not only treasonous, irresponsible, but it can't come at a worse time to be pushing such legislation.
Yes, and brother, the listeners out there know, they've heard me say it before, that a person can't even comprehend what $1 trillion is. It is so much. And to think that we're tens of trillion dollars involved in this situation is unbelievable. I mean, it's just incredible.
It is terribly incredible. It's $1,000 billion. And multiply that by 70 times. I mean, it's endless. Our future generations of Americans don't have a chance. We keep pushing all this debt onto future generations. We are in a breakdown situation. And that's why I think, given all this bad legislation and given the discussion on the North American Union and all the steps from the Texas corridor to the NAFTA superhighway, and the national mainstream media or our Ministry of Propaganda not reporting on this and not reporting on the facts. And when you look at the presidential coverage, which is a circus, but you'll see the media report that Obama's popularity can be attributed to one concept. He stands for change. But is this the type of change that American citizens really want?
That's
to be
right,
enslaved
brother.
By the U.S.?
That's right. Yeah, they're only going to have change in their pocket, no dollars, in the days ahead if he gets in, or even if Hitler gets in. John McCain the same. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Yes, folks, action's where it's at. Action is where it's at. If you read the Holy Bible like I did again last night, folks, God always blessed those in the Bible that took action, not just read His Word and listened to His laws, but took action, and that's what we're talking about here. Let's go right back to Ernie.
Well, thank you, Jack. I'm going to briefly mention some of Congressman Ron Paul's bills because he has done a yeoman's job. He is the outstanding congressman in the House today that is standing up to protect our constitutional rights, and not only does he talk the game, but he walks the game with action. He has House Resolution 1146 to end membership of the U.S. and the U.N., he has House Resolution 2755 to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. And when you look at the track record of the Federal Reserve System, lack of any meaningful oversight, the subprime fiasco, the derivatives meltdown, CDO problems, all of the problems that we have in our banking system today is a direct result of the Federal Reserve's ineptness. The administration has overspent drastically, $3 trillion, when you look at some of the reports on the Internet today, $3 trillion for the war if you include in the medical costs to the veterans and all the additional costs that aren't being accounted for in these wars and the second most expensive war in the history of this country. It's only second to World War II, and it may end up passing that.
Probably
we're not getting true accounting on the wars, and Actually, Congressman Ron Paul has been a leading advocate in standing up and even against this, and he had a statement to the Joint Economic Committee on February 28th, and he talked about there are the direct costs of the war. He mentions never does anyone dare to discuss the cost of the wars or its implications. They are the direct cost of the war, the cost of maintaining bases, providing food, water, and supplies, which the administration vastly underestimated before embarking on their quest in Iraq. These costs run into tens of billions of dollars per month, and I shudder to think what the total direct costs will add up to when we finally pull out. And then there are the opportunity costs. How many jobs could have been created? How much money could have been saved, invested, and put to productive use? This is Congressman Ron Paul continuously standing up, writing legislation that would protect the Constitution, middle-class America. But our mainstream media and the Ministry of Propaganda won't give him any coverage. And I encourage all Texans from his 14th Congressional District in Texas to come out and vote for him in his congressional primary, which is coming up on March the 4th, and they need to go out and vote for him in his district especially. We need to protect his seat because he's doing such an outstanding job and has been doing it for so many years, and writing legislation that would restore the Constitution in the country. He has a House Resolution 3835 that opposes the presidential signing statements. It's called the American Freedom Agenda Act of 2007. He has House Resolution 5191 to prohibit the use of federal funds to carry out the highway project known as the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Hear, hear. Yes.
Absolutely. And more recently, he has one, House Resolution 5427, that advocates tax-free, its title, Tax-Free Gold Act of 2008. In other words, he is proposing, because when you look at the state of the dollar and the dollar's decline is a much greater hidden tax, an indirect tax, than, you know, we hear the old game in Washington about, you know, the game between the progressive tax discussion and cutting the taxes for the rich and not giving enough tax breaks for the poor. Well, there are so many hidden taxes with this inflationary tax caused by overspending, and when you look at the U.S. dollar, it has lost 60% of its value in the last 6 years. These are the other currencies. That is a greater tax than the federal, state, and local taxes combined. American people have been had. The government is winning because of the inflated dollars. We are paying for it in lost purchasing power, folks. And Congressman Ron Paul has this Tax-Free Gold Act of 2008 that would preclude a tax because the government and the Federal Reserve especially is not protecting the currency value. The credibility of the dollar, the integrity of the dollar has been lost because of corrupt officials at the Federal Reserve System not doing their job. These are private banks that have been milking the system since its creation in 1913. The media won't cover this, but it is tragic. They have not provided for stability of the dollar, stability of the economy. It is a mess, and we could have a meltdown. When you look at the index numbers, where the dollar is now in the 70s range, and when it gets to the 50s, it could collapse. And what Ron Paul is trying to say, and the only way you can protect your paper money, your savings, is to invest in gold and silver, etc. And why should people who invest in that have to pay a 28% capital gains tax rate on the illusory gain? We don't hear any discussion anymore about price level adjustments. And when you see real estate prices going up dramatically and with inflated dollars, people have to pay a big tax. Not only do they have to pay a capital gains tax, an alternative minimum tax, but they have to pay an inflation tax, which is very significant when you see the dollar collapse or go down in value in 60%. No one in America is talking about this, but Ron Paul is with this House Resolution 5427. But the mainstream media and the elites do not want Paul and his bills even discussed. So it is very tragic that we don't have openness in the mainstream media and coverage by the outstanding work by Congressman Ron Paul. So I urge his constituents to come out and vote for him for Congress and for his presidential race this coming Tuesday in Texas. Now, I want to bring up something that was very troubling to read. First of all, I should make certain I get this coverage in on the status of the appeals court case for federal border security agents Ramos and Campion. I did find this morning there was an article. This was by the Legal Defense Fund, and it's you can get it at www.nbpc.net. Again, that's www.nbpc.net.
NBPC.
NBPC.
NBTC.net. Okay.
Right. And what it is, it was posted in BP Legal Defense Fund. It's a statement by Congressman Walter B. Jones in the House of Representatives. And this was on February 25th. It was reported on February 27th. And for those who are constituents of Congressman Jones, I understand in the upcoming North Carolina primary, I don't know if that's April or May, but people need to come out and vote for Congressman Walter Jones in his primary, because I think, like Congressman Ron Paul's primary, the neocons are trying to run a candidate to oppose them to get them out of office, because these are true statesmen, true defenders of our American system and the American people. And Walter Jones spoke out, this was on February 25th, and he said, "Madam Speaker," and this was in the House, "today is day 404 of incarceration for two former U.S. Border Patrol agents Ramos and Campion, who were convicted in March of 2006 for shooting a Mexican drug smuggler who brought 743 pounds of marijuana across our borders into Texas. These two decorated Border Patrol agents who were doing their duty to protect the American people from an illegal drug smuggler have now served more than a year of their 11 and 12-year prison sentences. And as you know, Jack, most of that time has been spent in solitary confinement."
That's right.
On December 3rd, 2007, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans heard oral arguments for the agent's appeal. During the hearing, one of the three judges on the case, Judge E. Grady Jolly, said, quote, "It does seem to me that the government overreacted here. For some reason, this one got out of hand. A ruling on the appeal is now expected any day, and the American people are anxiously awaiting the result." Mr. Jones states, "Madam Speaker, the injustice of this case should not go unexamined.
Wonderful.
A number of days ago, I hand-delivered a letter to John Conyers," that's Congressman John Conyers, "the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and a man I greatly respect, to request a hearing on this case. There have been many letters sent to the White House by members of Congress and the American people calling on the president to pardon these agents. As of this time," and again, that's February 25th, "the White House has not even responded to any of these calls from the American people. They don't even bother responding to the letters from the congressmen about this injustice of these federal border security agents."
Incredible.
I know. And Madam
pure
Speaker,
evil, man. Pure evil.
Pure evil. Madam Speaker, as the American people eagerly await a ruling by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, my prayers are with the agents and their families. It is my hope that the judge's decision will rectify this gross miscarriage of justice, and faith in our judicial system may be restored.
Right.
And he concludes, "Before I close tonight, I would like to say to the families of agents Ramos and Campion that many of us here in the House of Representatives of both parties have not forgotten this injustice that has befallen your families, and we promise to do our best to see the injustice become a justice for the Campion and Ramos families. So I urge all your listeners, Jack, to keep praying for Ramos and Campion, and calling. And let's call Congressman Conyers and say we support Congressman Walter Jones and his statement. There should be a hearing on this. Where is the action? Enough's enough. The appeals court case was heard on December 3rd, and it was supposed to be 4 to 6 weeks before a ruling would come out, according to the Lou Dobbs Show. Now this is almost 3 months.
Yeah.
So I hope there's not undue political interference going on in the appeals court.
Well, there could be, because these appeal court judges and high judges are appointed on how criminal they are themselves. So I suspect that we have to keep applying pressure everywhere, brother, for Ramos and Compion.
Absolutely, Jack. Yeah. Now, I want to bring to your attention, there is a great article on globalresearch.ca entitled Agenda for the North American Summit. This was dated February 29th. The reason why I bring this article up, because it talks about the upcoming North American Summit, or I think the President referred to it in the State of the Union as a North American Leadership Conference, which is to be held on April 21st to 22nd of this year. And it writes from a Canadian perspective, I mean the author, Andrew Marshall, but he talks about the integration of the economies between Canada and the U.S., but he under the smart and secure borders subsection of his article, he writes, on January 22, 2008, it was reported that BC, and I assume that's British Columbia, is about to become the first province to use a high-tech driver's license. For an extra fee, it will enable drivers to cross the border into the U.S. without a passport and still comply with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security concerns, and that the Enhanced Driver's License, or EDL, has a radio frequency identification chip that will broadcast a number linked to a computer database, allowing a border guard to assess data and flag security issues as drivers approach the booth.
Huh.
It then stated that name, address, place of birth, citizenship, and photo would appear with a quick scan of the coding of the back of the license. The report elaborated, the Real ID Act enacted in 2005 calls for the harmonization of driver's licenses across the states of the U.S., which are in turn being harmonized with Canada's licenses, and that the real agenda with this is to create a North American ID card. So, you know, despite all the rhetoric and the lies in mainstream media, this Real ID Act, and this is good evidence, they're back doing this as we speak, and you know, Jack, the Homeland Security Chief, Mr. Chertoff, has just reported that the virtual fence is not working. They got technical glitches that they're spending millions and probably more than a billion on that, and we've only seen thus far five miles being built of the required two-tier secure fence.
I think that's the virtual lie.
Oh, yes.
Or virtual fence, and then there's a virtual lie.
Right. But we constantly, and we, you know, and with the budgeting for Homeland Security and then the conference agreement by Senators Hutchison and Cornyn of Texas to undermine the required secure fence, and then we read articles about the Real ID Act, and this Real ID and these driver's licenses won't be a national ID. And here we have evidence from Canada. That's exactly what it is. But can we trust, Jack? The question is, can we trust the North American Union, the combination of Mexico, the corrupt Mexican government, can they be trusted with a sensitive privacy data from U.S. citizens?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's all going into the big beast computer in Europe, all this information on all U.S. citizens and world citizens.
Exactly.
Be trusted.
Right. And then we have Dr. Corsi in his good article during the week, posted February 24th, the North American Army created without it being okayed by Congress. They have another agreement. They bypassed the treaty requirements and the constitutional requirements. We had this unitary White presidential office, the executive office, continuing to carry out the globalist agenda of the North American Union. And we have legislation written by Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia, House Concurrent Resolution 22, urging that we get out of NAFTA, House Concurrent Resolution 40, opposing the North American Union, opposing the NAFTA superhighway system, and also House Concurrent Resolution 119 to enforce the existing immigration laws. And one other good article from www.americanfreepress.net today I found entitled Montana article titled "Montana Says Gun Rights Issue Settled Long Ago" by Pat Shannon.
Yes.
Montana Secretary of State Brad Johnson has warned the Supreme Court that guns are legal in his state under the compact each party agreed to when Montana joined the Union in 1889. And what it is in the article, to save time, there is an issue in a pending Supreme Court case originating in the District of Columbia where authorities have banned handguns on the claim that such a 100% limit is reasonable, quote, reasonable, and therefore enforceable despite the Second Amendment.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more to finish up the program with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Praise God for Ernie, folks, getting all this information together for us each week so we can take action. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thank you, Brother Ernie, for all of this good preparation for our show every week. We just love you for that. We need it. Because we got to take action, and you show us where we need to focus our attention. Go right ahead.
This month at Global Research, AmericanFreePress.net, entitled "Montana Says Gun Rights Issues Settled Long Ago." It talks about U.S. Solicitor General Paul Clements' statement, or in his his brief, he said, since unrestricted private ownership of guns clearly threatens the public safety, the Second Amendment can be interpreted to allow a variety of gun restrictions, and facts and statistics show just the opposite. And this article points it out, and Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America writes, warned that such a precedent to affirm any and all gun restrictions, if they are considered by a judge to be reasonable, quote, reasonable, would place those rights on the lowest rung of the constitutional ladder. And the Montana contract is archived as Article 1 of the Montana Constitution, and essentially that language simply cannot be respond to somehow mean a right of state government. In the article. Meanwhile, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia has asked President Bush to order the Justice Department to submit a brief to the High Court supporting the rights of individuals under the Second Amendment. Congressman Goode earlier wrote Bush that under the perspective being promoted in the District of Columbia, a national ban on all firearms, even hunting rifles, could be considered valid. And the Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, lastly, I wanted to talk about the FISA bill, Senate Bill 2488, and Joel Skousen in his latest World Affairs brief under the first section, Media Complicity with the White House Agenda, as he wrote Friday. He talked about the rigged game with the White House press corps, and the main focus of the president's press conference was his administration's insistence that Congress grant total and retroactive immunity to telecommunications company that helped the government spy on Americans. Naturally, Mr. Skousen writes, Bush never admits that American surveillance is the goal. He insists, President Bush insists, that he is only spying on overseas terrorists. Not true. Completely false, Mr. Skousen writes. U.S. intelligence agencies have been monitoring most communications ever since World War II using the top-secret Echelon spy satellites, all without warrants. So the slowness of the warrant process is not the issue. An issue is a dispute over whether telecommunication companies should be subjected to class action lawsuits because they are believed to have helped defend America after the attacks of 9/11. The reason for going along with government and all companies except Key West, Quest, did so was because the government was threatening to withhold lucrative contracts if they refused. The Bush Department of Justice retaliated against Quest and its CEO personally when they balked at participating. So we need to support the House. And the House is still holding out on this this FISA bill. This I believe it's 2488.
Fantastic.
We need to urge them to continue to hold out and not cave in. We don't want to see immunity given to these telecom companies for participating in illegal acts against American citizens.
That's right.
This illegal wiretapping must stop. And we don't want to give them a way out of this. And if they've committed illegal acts, they should be held liable, along with the government.
That's right. Roger that, brother.
And one last thing, Kosovo. I think the time is up, but the Albania Mafia 15 families, if you're interested in what's going on in Kosovo, see the article title, Welcome to Kosovo, the world's newest narco state.
Okay, brother. The newest narco state. It's been around a long time. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Ernie. God bless you and protect you.